This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now 7 after the hour. It's Monday, the last Monday of April, the 29th of April. I'm Doug Steffen. According to Kara, I'm off my game today, Victoria. Jennifer is not in the game. Oh, yeah, she said, I was a little sloppy in the last hour. I was thinking about something else today. I was somewhere else, as a matter of fact. It's funny how you can get that. I feel fine. I actually feel full of vigor and vitality. It's just that I will tell you what threw me off. One of the first things I read this morning was a story that Victoria sent to us about the weather. And the weather affects me on the farm a great deal. And last summer, we ended on a horrible note because the weather was so bad in September, October, and November. And now this forecast she has fostered on us, foisted, whatever it is at least from the Farmer's Almanac, not particularly great either.
A lot of rain. Just to recap, a lot of rain. That's why it's not good. A lot of rain and some high temperatures, so lots of humidity. And looks like the only place in the country spared will be the Pacific Northwest.
All right, let's all move to the Pacific Northwest.
I've never been to Portland, but maybe this summer's a good time to go.
Portland, Seattle, is a great part of our country. It really is. Yeah, great part. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, we're going to set the course straight, Kara. And you have those electric connections now to my headset so that when I get off track, you just push them. And I'll be all straightened out. Meanwhile, Victoria is going to lead off with the lead story of the hour.
Well, remember the, of course we can't forget it, but remember the Jussie Smollett case? That was, he of course is the actor, one of the lead actors on Fox's Empire. And so the Chicago prosecutor, Kim Fox, who recused herself, but then it turns out she didn't really fully recuse herself. There were text messages and all kinds of other emails and things that were turned up. So now she's been subpoenaed to appear at a hearing over her handling of the Jussie Smollett case, as well as the entire investigation. The Cook County State Attorney she's the Cook County State Attorney. And she was slapped with a subpoena by a retired judge who's pushing for the appointment of a special prosecutor to look into not only how Kim Fox dealt with this very controversial case, but how the police were involved as well. So this was the most bizarre case. I don't think we're ever going to find out what exactly happened. Why did he fake this attack on himself?
Bizarre.
He still maintains his innocence. And people on Empire, Taraji Henson and Terrence Howard, they recently, I think it was just last week, they wrote a letter to the executives of Fox and of Empire saying that they really want Jussie to be a full character again, because he'd been written out of the final few episodes of this season. And so they are really pushing for him. I guess they believe his story. I don't know. He hasn't really. He did one interview with Robin Roberts.
What is his story?
Right. Well, he's still maintaining that he was attacked, and you know he hasn't changed his story. But it seems all evidence points to the fact that this was a setup, and he had 16 felony counts against him, and then they were just dropped. So this investigation wants to look into why were there 16 felony counts to begin with, because that's extreme, and then why were they all dropped? And
Chicago justice. Remember when Dick Wolf started those Chicago shows? There were four of them. Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Justice. Chicago Justice got canceled. Maybe that explains it right there. That's what
her office
in Chicago is.
Kim Fox's office is also undergoing an independent inspector general investigation on how she handled the case. So she's got two different things to look out for. Three members of her team, including her chief ethics officer and chief spokesman, have already resigned. So there's a whole lot more here to this. But this case was just so bizarre, and I think it captivated not only just Americans, but, you know, the LGBTQ community was so polarized against the Trump supporters because there was a MAGA, you know, because he said that they were wearing MAGA hats and they shouted that this was Trump country, and it became political. It was such a tangled web.
Meanwhile,
of
they're from
lies,
Nigeria, or
essentially,
something, I think, right? Most of those
they are Nigerians, yes, the two guys,
wearing a MAGA hat, right?
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Other
Maybe
names
we'll
in the news
eventually.
Today: Rear Admiral John Ring, commander of the task force that runs the prison in Guantanamo, Gitmo, they call it, was fired over the weekend by Brigadier General John Hussey because the Navy has lost confidence in Admiral Ring's ability to command. So now the new commander is in there, and you got to wonder, how many people have promised they were going to close Gitmo? Obama did that, right? Didn't Bush promise it before? How many presidents promised it?
Well, I know Obama definitely did, because I think he moved some prisoners out of there, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure. I actually don't know what Trump's position on it is. I don't know that I've heard him talk about it.
It's kind of it's strange. It's a weird deal. And I remember the only real connection I ever had to it, frankly, was the movie that Tom Cruise was in, Kevin Bacon and Jack Nicholson, called A Few Good Men. Do you remember that? It was really a good
movie. That I didn't know that was about Guantanamo Bay.
Oh yeah, it's all about this guy got killed on the base in Guantanamo.
Oh.
Jack Nicholson plays the commander of the base. Mm-hmm. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. That's one of the great lines from the movie. I'm sure Jack doesn't deliver it as well as I do, but you know, it's one of those things. The Avengers Endgame smashed the record for the opening weekend held by any movie. $350 million in domestic ticket sales, $1.2 billion around the globe. My God. So movies like Skyfall, Aquaman, The Dark Knight, all of them, they didn't hold a candle to this Avengers thing, and none of us saw it. So we have nothing to talk about. We can't do a spoiler. So when Chuck Curry's with us later in the hour, we'll
if
see
you
if
gave
we can.
A spoiler, people will
I did?
Boycott. No, I said if you did, people will boycott. People will find and they will burn your farm to the ground. That's how much people care about this. I don't want to be spoiled either, but I'm not that. I've seen all of the movies leading up to it, but I'm not that into it.
I only saw one of them, the one with Brie Larson that was out recently. But I kind of like Scarlett Johansson. I like most of the main characters. I've become a fan of Paul Rudd. I like Chris Pratt. Most of them I like, the characters that are in it. It just seemed kind of so contrived and foolish that I never really got into it. Chucker told me I'd enjoy it, but I just didn't have 3 hours. On both Saturday and Sunday, I worked on the farm till 9 o'clock, so I didn't have any time to go see it anyway. But apparently I was in the minority because people waiting in line to see it. They were running it at the local 16-plex that we have here in Framingham. They were running it every hour, all day long, all night long.
Well, yeah, there was actually an issue because all of the movies typically have a scene after the credits that's kind of like a preview of what you can expect in the next movie, and this one didn't have that, and they had to put out like a news alert and at different theaters. People working there had to tell people, hey, there's nothing after the credits, because people were sticking, they were staying around for 10, 15 minutes afterwards, and the movies are showing every 20 minutes. And so none of the people could go and clean any of the theaters because people are just sitting around waiting for something that might happen after the credits.
Yeah. They did that a lot with the James Bond movies. They would, James Bond will return in A View to a Kill or whatever it is. So apparently they're figuring that out here. It's a real cash cow, man. And the people that starring in it, I saw four of them on with Kimmel the other night, and they all like each other and they all had a good time together. It was nice to see them sort of sharing that that moment together. Anyway, so that's the big deal of the weekend, if you will. Here's a big deal for those of you who are into helping, just helping. Most of us like to think that we are helpful. We find a cause and we identify with it. And you know, because of my identity as a farmer, a family farmer in America, I took to this very quickly, and I thought you might want to help out as well, especially if you got an old vehicle around, some old car, even an old bicycle. Anything that you have that has wheels that is movable that you don't use anymore, you can donate to support the preservation of the way of life on the American Family Farm. Your donation will help this institution, the Family Farm. We know that farmers feed 165 people every year, each farmer. 99% of farms are family-owned, and the farmer only gets 15 cents out of every dollar. That's something that astounds people when I go through that number. 15 cents of every dollar spent on food actually goes to the farmer who's responsible for raising it. So let's see if we can't up the ante a little bit, preserve this American value system by donating your vehicle. It's so easy. The car or the truck or whatever it is will be towed at no cost to you. Remember, they'll take trucks, they'll take cars, they'll take motorcycles, they'll take bikes, they'll take boats, they'll take trailers, they'll take tractors and whatever. Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Check with your tax professional on that and how to do it. So you want to help. There's a lot of good that can be done. Help protect the American family farmer. Donate your car today. Call them toll free at 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Or better yet, easier, you can complete the form online at djvshow.com. Go to djvshow.com and you'll see the donate button, donate your car button there. Or if it's easier for you, just call 888-342-GIVE to give your car or vehicle away, or go to djvshow.com.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue. And that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes to your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Those of you who are following the plight of the Boeing Corporation, they've gotten whacked since the 737 MAX plane was grounded. It's cost them $1 billion, not only in sales, but it's cost them another $1 billion in production costs to fix the problem. It's their own doing. They pushed it too fast. The CEO says the company is getting closer to finishing the software update. Meanwhile, every major airline that has the plane says they will not use them either at all again, or they will be on the ground until August or September. So that tells you how bad the problem is with the 737 MAX. Update on DJV. It's 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't want to be the last man standing. Wait a minute, maybe I do. If you don't mind, I'll start a new line. Decide after thinking it through. Go on in front if you're in such a hurry, like Ebony waiting for you. I don't want to be the last man standing. On second thought, maybe I do.
There's the man.
It's getting hard to watch my pals check out. Cuts like a wore out knife. One thing I learn about running the road
is
the river don't fly to life. Waylon and Ray and Merle and old Noro live just as fast as me. I still got a lot of good friends left, and I wonder who the next will be.
Got a lot of friends left. Last Man Standing is the name of this tune, as Willie Nelson celebrates his 86th birthday today. It's going to be a birthday celebration on his Sirius XM channel, continuing through tomorrow. Willie's Sirius XM curated channel called Willie's Roadhouse is in the middle of airing 4 days of special programming titled Willie Nelson's 4-Day Birthday Weekend. The special features a conversation between Nelson and his daughter Paula, and his full 45-minute Luck Reunion performance. 4-Day Birthday Weekend starting up at noon on Sirius XM today. And it's every bit of it. Any way you can celebrate with him. His music is so much fun. He is so much fun.
He's just so beloved. It's really wonderful.
He's still not dead. That's the thing. All right, next time, there's something about Willie that every time I hear him, I get a chuckle. Next time will be the same. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program, Victoria, Kara, and I now focused on the music of Richard Marx, who apparently is making a comeback, signed a global recording deal, which includes his first new album in 5 years, due out in the fall. Marx fans won't have to wait long for a new offering, because the announcement Friday came with a bunch of new releases. To mark his 30th anniversary, the classic that came out in 1989, Repeat Offender, he's releasing Repeat Offender Revisited, a collection including newly recorded studio stuff, live stuff, acoustic versions of the songs from the original album. He's also premiering a brand new video for Repeat Offender. The hit from that is called Right Here Waiting. featuring live footage of him performing a song from the past 30 years. I think you recognize his voice, and it sounds like this.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know this?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
They have his...
this is on, like, every, you know, AC station.
Oh, yeah. Everybody plays this. Yeah. They also are digitally re-releasing several of his other titles, including a double album, Stories to Tell, from 2010, the live album A Night Out with Friends in 2012 that came out. And there were a lot of good guests in there. Successful producer and songwriter Marx is also to thank for songs like Josh Groban's To Where You Are, NSYNC's This I Promise You, and Keith Urban's Love Hot Summer. He took home a Grammy for Song of the Year in 2004, whatever. He co-wrote Luther Vandross's Dance With My Father.
I never knew that. Do you remember that song, Dance With My Father? It was
vaguely.
That was like that was a huge, huge hit for Luther Vandross. And I think it was right before he died.
Yeah.
But I had no idea that Richard Marx had co-written that.
Yeah. So a lot new from Richard Marx coming out for fans. Aerosmith drummer Joey Kramer is going to miss the second Las Vegas residency show because he's been hurt. He was replaced by his drum tech, John Douglas. Van explained in a statement it was due to an accident. He's 68. He had a minor accident. Fine now, but he hurt his shoulder in the process. Tough to be a drummer if you got a sore shoulder.
Yeah.
I guess that's for sure, but he'll be back. So that's that story. 28 after on the DJV program.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off, and use promo code DJV. Get...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 19-year-old suspect now in custody for a weekend attack in a San Diego area synagogue that left one woman dead and three people injured. This man was a witness.
All I cared about is finding my kids. I was on the floor crawling to go through the exit because you go through the exit and then there's another entrance to go to where the kids were. So I wanted to go through the exit and run towards my kids.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, says key members of the Trump administration are pushing the U.S. into conflict with Iran. Zarif telling Fox News Sunday that key members, including National Security Advisor John Bolton and leaders of Israel and Saudi Arabia, are creating problems between the U.S. and Iran. Zarif says he doesn't think President Trump wants conflict with Iran. Joe Biden's holding his first big campaign rally with union members in Pittsburgh today. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Struggles here. Just a straight up attempt at telling you the possible meaning of the day through various stories, various insights into what we're experiencing and what's going on around the world. It's Monday, the 29th of April. So, I started earlier, excuse me, with, I try to remember, the story of the Catholic Church and the $500,000 to the southern border sufferers. What do you make of that, Victoria?
The Pope, you mean? The Pope has donated $500,000 to...
Yeah, does he have his fingers on the purse strings? He can control all the money that's spent at the Vatican? Is that part of his job?
I don't specifically know. I really don't. But all I know is that this has been not really reported here, which is odd, because this story has been picked up by, you know, all across Europe, that Pope Francis has donated $500,000 to help the migrants who are stranded at the Mexican border. And so the money has been distributed among 27 projects in 16 different dioceses and Mexican religious congregations, which obviously Mexico, heavily Catholic country. And so all of the money will go to help provide food and lodging and basic necessities like showers and things like that to the migrants.
I guess I get that the church is there to be helpful, but I think they can help in different ways. I think they're underscoring the illegality of this. It just didn't set well with me.
Well, I think that they're underscoring the need for asylum for some of these people. So I think that there is a big difference.
Why don't they give them asylum in Mexico then? Why don't they give them asylum in Mexico? Why they?
Some of them are fleeing.
Some
of them are fleeing the violence in Mexico.
Ah. And what about El Salvador and Guatemala? There's violence a lot of places in the country, in the world. A lot of violence in Africa, places in Asia. Why don't they all want, do they all come here? They all come in here?
I don't know.
Do they all come here? Well,
I believe my personal belief is in providing asylum to those who deserve it. And so there are some scams happening. No, what I'm saying is that there are some scams, obviously, but there are also some very legitimate people who are trying to claim asylum and do it the right way, approaching border officers.
No question.
Not just trying to, like, jump over the border, but, like, you know, actually doing it the right way.
But these people are not psychologists that are border guards. They don't know from what's good or bad or who's right or wrong or who deserves it and who doesn't deserve it. So they're inundated with all these people that are trying to basically rip us off. And yes,
well, it's
there
not
are.
All
we
these people.
Be.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
but there are
not
a lot of people who are trying to rip us off.
And there are also right, but there are also a lot of people who are genuinely doing it the right way.
I think
that we're getting lost in the news media cycle of it's either all or nothing, and it's not.
Yep.
It's a very that's what makes it such a complicated.
That's a good
issue.
Point. The good point is that the cycle. It's like everybody that's involved in this ought to be taken care of. Damn it, no, not everybody should be taken care of. There are scammers. There are crooks, there are awful people that are mixed in with the people who are really in need, trying to, again, take advantage of something that they're not entitled to. So that's, it gets to be a very sticky wicket, frankly. Here's something from the Archdiocese of New York. They've released a list of clergy that have been, quote, unquote, credibly accused of abusing minors. Or in possession of some sort of child porn. There are 120 clergy members. Majority of the people on the list are dead or have been thrown out of the ministry. Archdiocese created a review board to determine whether an allegation of sexual abuse against a minor was credible. No accused clergy members are currently serving in the ministry. So this is something that's new and first time I've seen them deal with this in this way. You agree with that, Victoria? Is the first time you've...
I don't know if it's the first
time,
I don't know if it's the first, because other states have taken action against this as well. But this is definitely the first in New York, and Cardinal Timothy Dolan is the one who said that he had been hearing from a lot of people, and he said he decided to publish this list so that, you know, it's... It's obviously too little too late, and a lot of other people are criticizing that the list should include where each of these people has worked. So if they worked in New Jersey, if they worked in Connecticut, that's part of the other thing that helps survivors look into, you know, what, you know, what happened and to have a little more closure. So I don't know. I think it's a step forward, but a lot of people are seeing it as kind of an empty gesture.
Hmm. All right, you want to get Kara going, Victoria? You want to hear
get Kara going? Uh-oh.
Yeah. Ew. Okay, this is for you, Kara. This is an ew story.
Is it about Game of Thrones?
Well, we'll do that after this one. A young lady your age revealed over the weekend she's going to marry her former professor, who is 71, after...
Yeah. Sorry, but...
That's, well, first of all, that shouldn't just be an ooh story for me. That should be
everybody. Gross for everyone. Ew.
Cameron Platt is her name. She graduated with a master's degree from Oxford University and announced plans to engage or to become engaged to Lee Clark Mitchell, professor in English. The couple have been together, as I said, 7 or 8 months. There's 46 years difference.
Wait, so they're getting married after being together for that many months,
seven months.
Well, at his age, he's probably got to speed things along.
Wait a second.
Thank you.
Hold on a minute. Plenty of us who are that age are not having to speed along, however, the
Well, if you want to be around before, you know, if you want to have a kid together and still be alive to see them, then...
Yeah. Who wants to have a kid with a 71-year-old sperm? I mean, come on. That is just gross.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
I agree with you, though.
71-year-old sperm.
Yeah.
Really? 71.
I'm glad I just ate breakfast because now it's all over the floor.
So he discovered, if you go back and forth, you read some more on this. He talks about how sexy she is. And
of course she is.
I'm
taking
sure
his lecture course.
She's like, what, 25, 26?
Yeah, 26, I think. His lectures changed the way I think forever.
She's got some daddy issues.
Yeah, of course that's what it is. That's why I tell you the story. It's all daddy issues. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I'm looking at this post, actually. I met Lee Mitchell 5 years ago. I was a sophomore at Princeton. He was taking his lecture course. Because I tell the story.
Look, I had plenty of, teachers and professors in college that I got something out of their lectures, but I sure didn't feel the need to
marry
any of
them. You didn't get that. You didn't get 71-year-old sperm out of it.
And I'm thankful every day for that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She says, they acted like shy teenagers, eager but tentative.
Can we
move on? How do you date someone older than your dad? Because obviously this girl's father is probably only like 60, so or maybe even younger.
He could be 50.
Yeah, he could be younger. Yeah, so that's crazy.
All right,
that would be her grandfather's age then.
Blood flowing here. We do want to know what's the latest on Game of Thrones. That's a good question, Victoria. What's going on, Carol, with the Game of Thrones?
Well, I will say, if anyone hasn't watched it yet, then when you go to watch it on your TV, turn up the brightness on the screen because the last episode was very, very, very dark. I could barely see anything. I was squinting the whole time. But the ending was amazing. My favorite character, I won't say who.
Dead.
The most bad A character on the whole show. Did an amazing job. She's not dead. And I just gave it away. It's a she.
Is that the blonde that was the... Rides the dragons around?
No, she almost died. She was pretty lame. There's another character that's much, much
but
better.
But she's lame. Really?
Yeah, she's not that great.
But she's undead. Then you can say that. She's not been killed. She's undead.
I will say, not nearly as many people died as people thought would. So, I'm happy about
that. Is it all over now?
No, there's three more episodes.
Three more.
So, you'll get to hear me
talking. Only three more? Wow.
Yeah, you'll get to hear me talking about it for another couple weeks.
People are going to lose their minds when the show is over. People are so invested in it.
I saw a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger with his son from The Maid. Did you see that? He went to his son's graduation.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
The kid's not.
Is he 18
have the
now?
Same name. Yeah.
Is it a high school graduation?
Yep.
Or was it college?
No, it was high school. And he was there. And I guess maybe you got to hand it to him. He's not running away from it anyway.
He did the right thing, you know.
Yeah, he did.
I don't condone cheating of any kind, but, if it results in a child, then you do the right thing, and he appears to be doing the right thing. I've seen pictures with his son over the years, so.
Seems to be okay with him.
Yeah.
Yep. 44 past the hour in the DJV program. How would you like to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes? 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, bingo, you have snapped the tube, you put the material that's in the tube, the power swabs tube, on your teeth, and you sit in front of the mirror for a few minutes, you got nothing better to do with your life for the next 3 or 4 minutes, you'll see your teeth getting whiter and whiter and whiter. And that is because power swabs works to lift the stains off of all your teeth, whether they be caps, crowns, veneers, doesn't make a difference. And you're not going to have the same sensitivity that you might were you to stick a tray in your mouth and leave it there for half an hour or whatever it is. The stains are removed, not covered up, removed. And it's not removing the enamel, it's removing the coloring on the enamel, so you still have the enamel to protect your teeth. No trays, none of that stuff, and you don't have to spend $500-$700 to go to the dentist to get your teeth whitened. Just take advantage of Dr. Martin Ginniger, who's the dentist who started this. Dentists recommend this product. It's a great way for you to whiten your smile, have more confidence in your love life or at work or whatever it is. So let's go to 800-208-1797 to buy this product now. 50% off the retail price if you mention DJV. Sold by dentists first. Now it's available to the public from the producer. 800-208-1797. Not available online. Can't get it anywhere else. Just call this number now and get whiter, brighter teeth. Less expensively than you could, with more efficiency than with any other product that claims to whiten your teeth. 800-208-1797 for power swabs.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Question time of the ladies here. I just came across something called Telegram. Do you know what that is? It's supposed to be something that is to replace Facebook. Ever heard of it?
Never heard of it.
Must not be.
But you have a knack of finding these things, though. You really do. Yeah. You're the clickbait king, so I don't know. It could be real.
I'm a curious sort.
Look, in the case of Brandless, which was a website you told me about, I have been obsessed with it for probably 2 years now. So in that case, it was real. In this case, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Facebook versus Fakebook. Maybe it's fake. I just thought you would know because I didn't have time to really explore, but I saw the term and I figured I'd check it out with the ladies that know. 10 before the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the music from Catwoman. So I thought I'd sound like
Catwoman.
Oh, okay. Pretty clever of me, huh?
Very clever.
Yes. All right, so it's movie news time, movie moments. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to bask in the sun of whatever it is that we've proven by having so many people go see the Avengers over the weekend, Chuck. Or even you were surprised, right?
I was surprised that it made as much money. I mean, everybody knew it would make a lot of money, but $350 million opening here domestically in 3 days is, even accounting inflation and way too much money to pay for a lot of movies at theaters nowadays, that is a ton of money. I mean, it's almost hard to believe, and it did 1.2 worldwide in 3 days.
Amazing. All right, why do we hear the music from Catwoman?
Because Michelle Pfeiffer, who played Catwoman, Tim Burton's Batman Returns back in, 1992, turned 61 years old today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Happy birthday.
She's had a pretty good career. You know what a first starring role was? First starring role in a movie.
It was
in Grease 2 in 1982.
Really?
Now, even though the movie didn't do very well at the box office and most critics panned it, it does have a cult following. There are people who do like it. I don't. I think it's a pretty flat movie. Then she did Scarface in 83, Witches of Eastwick in 87. That was a more high-profile film also. Really good notices for a movie called Married for the Mob in 1988 opposite Matthew Modine. And then the Fabulous Baker Boys really put her on the map as a very serious actress in the industry in 1989. It was fantastic as Catwoman, though, in Tim Burton's Batman Returns. I thought really good.
All right, what other? We can't really talk about the Avengers, because nobody wants to do a spoiler. So we don't know. I ask questions and I get.
Did you see it yet though?
I didn't have time. I was working, and by the time we got done both Saturday and Sunday night, it was 9 o'clock. So I just didn't. It's 3 hours, and I didn't.
What's interesting? I saw it, which I talked about on Friday. I liked it very much. We booked it at our local theater, and you know, people walking out of the theater, the word of mouth is excellent. I mean, I haven't spoken to a single person who didn't really love the film. So it's not a matter of word of mouth, but when you have a $350 million opening weekend, you're going to have a pretty big drop off still, I think, week to week, unless people consistently see this movie two or three times. There's going to be some people that will do it, like all these big, high-profile blockbuster films, but that is a massive opening weekend. Number two at the box office, another superhero movie, Captain Marvel, which is held up unbelievably well.
That's Brie Larson.
Who's also in Avengers Endgame, playing the role of Captain Marvel. $8,413,000 in 8 weeks of release here. Horror film, The Curse of La Llorona, 7.
What's that about? Million. I saw a headline that said this movie makes it fun to be scared. Do you agree with that?
I didn't see it, so I don't know the answer. I don't go to see all these films.
You didn't go see that movie? I'm surprised.
No, I didn't go see. But $41 million in 2 weeks. Breakthrough, which is a faith-based film, $6.3 million, $26 million in 2 weeks. And Shazam, another superhero movie, plays fifth, Doug, $531 million. Let's just talk about trends for a second. You know, years ago, there was the Western trend that lasted a very long time. There was a buddy cop movie that lasted a very long time. There's been a lot of different trends in the industry that have lasted 10, 20 years. This superhero trend has now lasted, if you take into account, not discounting Superman in 70, but start with Batman in 89. It's lasted a very long time, and it appears there's no end in sight. You think it'll eventually, people will get tired of this stuff?
Yep, because it's too gimmicked up. There's too much gimmicky stuff. There's too much CGI, not real stories. I just think it, but, you know, you sound silly saying it at the moment, not predicting the failure. When you look at a $350 million opening, that means the public is very interested in it. But I'd like Absolutely. Everything else, fads. I'd like to see cowboys come back, wouldn't you? Or what is there some new genre? The cop movie doesn't seem to be going away, certainly not in television, but on
No. But I think this, I think the musical biopic is going to be at least a semi-trend, where Bohemian Rhapsody, Greatest Showman was a really good movie, and I think this Elton John movie, which hits theaters in the next few months, I think it's going to do very, very well. A lot of interest.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, Chucker, speaking of a lot of interest, there's always a lot of interest in what you have to say. Happy to have you applying your knowledge here on the DJV program, where it's 59 past.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.